Welcome to our newsletter for the 1st of May 2026. Dear parents and carers, this week has been incredibly busy with charity events, our mini marathon underway, school photos and our reunion event yesterday, bringing our community together. Amidst all of this, I've had a chance to pause and reflect on what truly makes our school a special place. It's in these moments, both big and small, that we see our community at its very best. From successes in the classroom to the wider opportunities our children embrace so enthusiastically, there is so much to be proud of. Year R charity event. Thank you to everyone who has taken part in our Year R charity event to name our beautiful bear. The winning name will be picked early next week and painted onto the bear before he travels to Eleanor for varnishing. Doesn't he look fantastic? There are some photos of our painted bear on our printed newsletter. Mini marathon. As a school, we are taking part in the mini marathon throughout this term. Each class will take it in turns to run a total of 2 miles over multiple days. It would be very much appreciated if you, your family or family friends could sponsor your child for their effort in completing our mini marathon. Sponsorship forms have been sent out with your child. We're raising money for Eleanor Charity. Thank you for your generous support. To sponsor online, there is a link on our printed and emailed newsletters. Rosherville Reunion. Thank you to everyone who came to our open afternoon and Rosherville Reunion yesterday. It was wonderful to see all the history within this school that we will be taking with us on our next adventure. Thank you to Mrs. Carter and Miss Horribin and all the staff for their hard work in gathering all the artifacts and making the event a success. PTA Coffee Morning. A reminder that we are holding our PTA Coffee Morning on Tuesday the 5th of May 2026 at 9 a.m. Please come and find out what the PTA do. There is no pressure to join. Just pop along for a tea or coffee, some sweet treats and learn about our upcoming events with a friendly chat. Kent Test 11 Plus. Parent meeting for Year 5. On Tuesday the 19th of May, we will be holding an 11 plus information meeting for Year 5 parents. This is an opportunity to find out more about the process, key dates and how best to support your child. We look forward to seeing you there. Reminders from previous newsletters. The Year 5 charity Orange Raffle event. Children are invited to wear their own clothes on Friday the 8th of May and bring in something orange as a donation. For example, sweets, toys, stationery or books for our raffle at the end of this term. Also, we are still collecting mud kitchen utensils, pots, pans, wooden spoons, metal bowls, sieves, ladles or measuring cups. If you have any spare items at home that you no longer need, we'll be very grateful. Thank you. Attendance matters. We know mornings can be a rush and the odd day can't be helped, but regular attendance really does make a difference. When children are here consistently, they settle more quickly, feel more connected and make stronger progress over time. Let's keep working together to give every child the very best chance to aspire, believe and achieve. Congratulations to both Morpurgo and Zephaniah classes who both had attendance of over 99% this week. Well done. Term 5 activities. PE days remain the same for Term 5, Monday and Thursdays, and swimming is now taking place on a Thursday for Year 3 and Year 4 children. Dates for your diary. Monday we have bank holiday. Tuesday the 5th we're back in school and we're having road safety assemblies. Wednesday the 6th of May, Year 3 and Year 4 are going on a trip to the Maidstone Museum. Friday the 8th of May is Year 5 Charity Day, Bring Something Orange. The week beginning the 11th of May through to the 14th of May is our Year 6 SATS week. Tuesday the 19th of May is the 11 plus meeting for Year 5 parents. And Wednesday the 20th of May, Year 5 have a trip to the mosque. Friday the 22nd of May is our last day of Term 5 where we finish at 3:15 p.m. I hope you have a lovely bank holiday weekend and see you all on Tuesday. Best wishes, Mrs. Martin.